You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. I'm cruising.
Spirits and diversions. The cigar and pleasure friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, big few days coming up as I am in Las Vegas for the 2018 International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Convention and Trade Show, and it begins in just a couple of hours. And we will be providing exclusive coverage on Monday, this coming Monday, July 16th, beginning at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Video coverage will take you right into the heart of the convention center, and we will be giving you the latest intel on the newest cigar releases, newest brands, newest extensions, and all the news in the world of cigars. It is the epicenter of the cigar universe, and we are going to be there front and center. Nothing like Las Vegas in the middle of July, 115 degrees, but it's a dry heat. And as I tell everyone, if you want to compare, people say dry heat, it's not like being in the humidity of Florida. Warm up your oven to about 120 degrees and then stick your head in. And you tell me if it makes a difference whether it's dry heat or a humid heat. Makes no difference. Hot is hot. Long Ash greetings and salutations. A Long Ash snappy salute. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Make America great again. And how wonderful was it earlier this week to see His Excellency, President Donald J. Trump. And the reason I referenced that is because I saw that Kim Jong-un sent a letter to President Trump and kept calling him Your Excellency. And so I now, of course, I'm waiting for the enemies of Donald Trump to say, oh, we've got to stop this. We've got to stop Kim Jong-un calling President Trump His Excellency, because now President Trump will have his ego stroked so much that he'll give the entire farm over to North Korea. Well, we know that is an absolute load. But how great was it to see President Trump at NATO as an alpha male saying, enough is enough. We're not going to be taken advantage of. The United States is paying way more than their fair share, 70% of the budget of NATO. We're the ones that have been living by the agreement to have at least 2% of a nation's GDP spent in military spending, defense spending, and all these other mooching countries, including Deutschland, Germany, and even though I've got German shepherds, still, I've got to point out that Germany under Angela Merkel, yeah, Frau Angela Merkel, bottom line is, they are freeloaders, they are mooches. And I love all these people, all the Democrats that saying, we need the rich to pay their fair share. Well, of course, we know they are. But when it comes to NATO and other countries and our allies paying their fair share, all of a sudden, when President Trump presses them on paying their fair share, they're singing a different tune. They are humming a different tune. All of a sudden, it's like, how can you go after? These are our friends, our allies. And I got a kick out of the Secretary General of NATO after President Trump kind of basically stated in clear, unequivocal terms that the U.S. is done paying their overwhelming share. It's time for the other country, European countries that are members of NATO, to step up. And the Secretary General says, well, Mr. President, he's from, I think, Norway, if I'm not mistaken, and here, Denmark, one of the Danish countries. And he says, Mr. President, the NATO has worked very well in defeating two world wars. Actually, that's not a very good Norway. Norwegian should be more like this. I'm from Norway. Ah, okay, this is better. Mr. President, first of all, let me introduce you to Inga from Norway. Very, very nice. Maybe he's from, is he from Sweden? Sergeant Steve, do me a favor. Is the Secretary General from Norway or Sweden? In any event, that's not going to change the accent I do, because Norway and Sweden, they all kind of sound the same. And the dames, beautiful. Blondes, absolutely marvelous. Magnificent. But when Norway, thank you, from Norway, that is Secretary General from Norway. So from Norway, he said, Mr. President, the alliance we have had have worked just fantastic. It has worked great to assist all the countries in defeating two world wars. Well, not so fast, my friend. First of all, NATO was not formed until after WW2, World War II, in 1949. Who were the ones, what countries started World War I and World War II? I'll take Germany, Deutschland, for 100, Alex. Ding, 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 that's our daily double. They started not one, but two world wars. Now, you can tell me all you want. The European countries were the ones that defeated Germany and won World War I and won World War II. Not so fast. If it weren't for the United States, and yes, we had Canada that assisted us. Our Canadian friends, our neighbors to the north, yes, they contributed. And England, yes. And, of course, France wants to take credit. France was overrun like a snowflake by a snowplow in World War II. So, please, I don't want to hear about, oh, the French, they really gave up. The French army gave a big fight. They rolled over like a bunch of pansy asses that the French are. So when I hear the Secretary General mistakenly say, well, it was because of all the European countries that got together to defeat to win World War I and World War II. Well, Germany was our enemy. So Germany was not part of NATO. NATO wasn't around. And the fact of the matter is, it was the United States that always has and continues to do the heavy lifting. And I say, enough is enough. And President Trump is right. And when I hear all these Washington elites in New York, in L.A., in Washington, in their little bubble, their little cocoon, their lib cocoon, stating, oh, the president, he went after our allies. These are our friends. They were there for us after 9/11. Great. Just the same way that we, by treaty, would be there for them if they are attacked. So don't give me this nonsense, well, they were there for us after 9/11. Well, by treaty agreement of NATO, we would be there for them. They were attacked, absolutely. And President Trump was right, going after, talking about the pipeline between Russia and Deutschland and Germany. Very, very shady. So when I hear these elitists criticize President Donald J. Trump and say, oh, you have to be friendly. These are our friends. You can't call out our friends. Here's the analogy that I like to use that I will share with you right now. And I'm sure you all can relate to this one way or another, because as alphas, we're not cheap. Alpha males are not cheap. As alphas, we're more than happy to pay our fair share and more, whether it's at charity events, whether going out to dinner. But here's the analogy that I use. And this is a true story. Was playing golf. There's about four of us that would always go out and play golf. So three and myself. And whenever the beverage cart woman would come around, we would always take turns and say, okay, great. You know what? Here, I got it. My turn. No problem. What do you want? You want a beer? You want snacks? Whatever. Great. $30. Great. Fantastic. I got it. Then a few holes later, she'd come around again. And one of our other friends, they'd say, what do you want? And another buddy would say, hey, I got it. This is my turn. And then it went to the third person, and then it came to the fourth person. And the fourth person, whenever the beverage cart lady was about to come and provide snacks, he'd always be missing in action. He'd be in the, you know, in the woods doing his business. He'd be somewhere else. We'd never find him. And then it was the same thing. We would all go to lunch afterward, and we never split it. We'd always say, one guy would say, hey, you know what, it's my turn, your turn, whatever. And would always come to him, and he'd always, again, disappear. And the two other guys that I was with would always take him, just, eh, that's how he is. Well, of course, me being the supreme alpha commander. When he left, I said, listen, none of us are going to pick this up. This is nonsense. This is now about the sixth time that he's tried to stiff everyone else. We all pay our fair share. He's a friend. So I said, we're not going to touch him. When he comes back, I said, give me the check, because I know he'll come back once he sees that the check isn't in front of him, and I'll take care of it. Great, no problem. What are you going to do, Dave? I said, just let me handle it. I'm the alpha here. You just smile and go along for the ride. Long story short, he comes back thinking the bill's paid. He's like, oh, we're ready to go? And I said, nope, not ready, but I just reviewed the check, and it's all good, and I pushed it over to him. I said, your turn. This guy was about, I think he's turned about 10 shades of green that he was actually going to have to pick up the tab. And we're not talking about a lot of money. We're talking for lunch. You know, we're talking about, again, for four people, you know, having a couple of drinks after a round of golf and having a nice meal. I think the whole bill was maybe, you know, $100. That's fairly reasonable considering there were drinks involved. We didn't go crazy. We weren't ordering, you know, 10-pound lobsters or 20 pounds of stone crabs. So he looked. And he said, well, great. He said, I'm looking at it here. He said, great, everybody puts in 25 plus, the tip or whatever. So everybody puts in like 30. And I looked at him. I said, we're not putting in anything. I said, you know what? These two guys aren't going to tell you, but we're getting a little tired of us always picking up the beverage cart tab and then picking up lunch. And you know where to be found. And he's like, well, no, but yeah, but that's what friends do. We all pick. And I said, yeah, we are friends. But you tend to stiff everyone else. So there it is, and I told all the guys, we're going, you pick up the tab.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's baseball with Connor Sutton.
Baseball on the radio here from historic Tiger Field. Game two of this two-game series between the visiting Sierra Wolves and the Reading Colt 45s. The Colt 45s coming into tonight's game on an eight-game winning streak, 19-10 overall, 9-1 in their last 10 games, winning last night 15-6 over the Sierra Wolves. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Colt 45s is the right-hander Rance Pittman. We'll give you his statistics here. Comes into the year with in his fourth appearance, his second start. He's 1-0 with a 3.48 ERA, 10 in the third innings pitched, giving up 11 hits, 4 earned runs. He's also struck out 9. In his last outing back on July 7th, he started that game through 7 shutout innings. He's got the win, gave up just 4 hits, 2 walks, and struck out 6. So he's hoping to continue that little hot streak. His only bad outing of the year was back on June 23rd when he threw a third of an inning and gave up 3 earned runs on 4 hits. Faced 9 batters. There were 6 total runs, but 3 of them were unearned. He'll face the Sierra Wolves this evening. Sierra Wolves starting lineup. Austin Logue leads off, the designated hitter in the first spot in the lineup. Drew Stover bats second. Tony Kaplansch bats third. Chris Cook, Brandon Mothero, Chase Thatcher, Lorenzo Reyes, Josiah Taylor, Dylan Mars, and the starting pitcher for the Sierra Wolves is Brandon Waltermeyer. Left-handed hitting, Austin Logue will step in against the right-hander Rance Pittman. The first pitch is at 7:19, a little bit late of a start here tonight. It was, I believe, up high for a ball. Check that. It was on the top of the zone for a strike, and now the second pitch is also a called strike, and it's 0-2. So Loeb faces a pair of fastballs from Pittman, and it's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch is up and in now is Low pass it back out of the way. The designated hitter this evening, Rance Pittman out of Lower Columbia College. In his second start of the year, working from the stretch here. First 1-2, swung and a miss, so a good start to the game for Rance Pittman. He gets a 1-2 swing through, and that is the first out of the evening. Take a look at the defensive alignment this evening for the Colt 45. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse concrete. Noah Dobbin is in left field. Lane Pritchard in center. And Max Werner out in right. Erik Karlsson is at third base. Lorenzo Debrecht at short. Mickey Meinhofer at second. Mike Ciancio is at first. And Logan Gomes is the catcher this evening. The first pitch to the right-handed hitting, Drew Stover, is down low for a ball, 1-0. This pitch is off the outside part of the plate. Now it's 2-0. Stover last night was 1-for-3 with a walk and a strikeout. Out of the sixth spot in the lineup, now batting in the second spot this evening, Tommy Kaplanch, which has got to be one of the better names we've seen this year, is on deck. 2-0 is over for a strike, 2-1. Colt 45 is trying to extend that winning streak to 10. They were 10-10, what seems like not very long ago. This 2-1 is a fastball over for a called strike, and it's 2-2. Good start for Pittman. If he can locate that fastball early in this game, can get in a little bit of a rhythm. 2-2 pitch, he delivers. This is hit in the air to shallow center. Lane Pritchard comes in a few steps. He will make the catch, and that's the second out. Off-speed pitch, about a three-quarter of a swing from Stover. He just lifted it out to shallow center for the second out this evening. That'll bring up Tommy Kaplanch, who was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs last night. Right-handed hitting. 2 outs, bases empty here in the top of the first inning for the Sierra Wolves. First pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike, and it's 0-1. So in the first three batters, the opening pitch of each at-bat has had a different pitch. We've seen a fastball changeup, and now a breaking ball. This is a check swing tap towards third. Charging is Carlson. He's got on the hop. He will throw over to first in time. Kaplanch wasn't running all that hard. And that'll end the inning. He might have been shooken up on the play. But a 1-2-3 start for Rance Pittman. Nicely done there. The 45s will be coming up for the first time here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything, and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Channel out for the Colt 45s here tonight. Lane Pritchard leads off in center field. Lorenzo Debrecht bats second at shortstop. Mike Ciancio bats third at first base. Alex Sinisaros is the designated hitter in the cleanup spot. Erik Karlsson bats fifth playing third base. Mickey Meinhofer bats sixth at second base. Max Werner's in right field. Yeah, batting seventh. Noah Dobbin is in left field batting eighth, and Logan Gomes is the catcher batting ninth. The first pitch to Lane Pritchard is on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. This is hit on the ground to first, and it goes off the head of Cook and over into the right field foul territory, and now moving into second will be Lane Pritchard, a hop that was kind of a scary one, and now Cook, the first baseman, got him right in the nose, and he's quickly flooding with blood of the bloody nose, and that was hit relatively hard. The trainer hustling out, and a scary moment here in the first inning. And that's a just a strange, strange hop that got him right in the nose. He's already headed towards the dugout. Pritchard's going to be into second with a double. Kind of a strange double, but I believe because of the bad hop, that was the initial play. It looks like we're going to have a quick... defensive change, I believe. Looks like we will. I think Cameron Starr is going to come in and play first base. It's a rough way to start the night, though. Just a one hop that kind of moved on him as it hit the dirt. Not a great hop, which you typically don't see early in games. But it looks like Cook will have to exit. As Cook will be replaced by Cameron Starr here defensively. So, Lane Pritchard will be at second. Andres Lara is heading over and giving him some more towels because it was immediately a lot of blood coming out of his nose right on contact. Just a tough hop. Kind of a strange way to start the night. But Lorenzo DeBrecht will step up against Braden Waltermeyer, the right-handed pitcher for the Sierra Wolves. Right at 6 feet tall. DeBrecht with an RBI opportunity here tonight. DeBrecht takes down low for a ball in the opening pitch. It's 1-0. Lorenzo DeBrecht was 2-for-3 a night ago. 3 runs scored on RBI and a walk. Batting 333 on the year. 1-0 pitch is up high, 2-0. Rick will probably let loose here on 2-0. This is also high, 3-0. Rio is chopped towards third, just foul. Pitch got a lot of the plate, but Lane Pritchard's hit was, in fact, ruled a hit. I thought it might be ruled an error, but it was a tough pop. 45 is looking to improve to 20-10 here with the win tonight. 3-1 to Lorenzo DeBrecht. With a runner on second, nobody out. Here's a breaking ball and a good pitch. It's over for a strike. Had him out in front. And that loads the count at 3-2. Mike Ciancio is on deck for the Colt 45s. Last night's game, 15-6. DeBrecht out in front again. He just taps this one foul. 3-2. Defensive alignment this evening for the Sierra Wolves. Kaplanch is in left field. Taylor in center and Motherall in right. Stover is at third. Thatcher at short. And Reyes at second with Starr at first. Time is called here. And now I think we had a fan fall down over here. I'm not sure what happened. 3-2. Waltermeyer sat. Here's the breaking ball. That is Sigran and got it. It would have been 4, but it got him on the sleeve. So first and second, nobody out for Mike Ciancio. The Colt 45s and a great opportunity to score a run here in the top of the first inning, or the bottom of the first inning, I should say, after Rance Pittman set down the side in order to begin the ball game. Ciancio was 2-for-5 with 3 RBIs a night ago. First and second, nobody out. Infield the double play depth. First pitch is on the, check that, off the outside corner for a ball. 1-0. Looked like the catcher, Dylan Mars, was set up on the outside corner. It just ran away. 1-0. This is swung and a miss, 1-1. They're shooting for that outside corner, making Ciancio go out and get it that time, unable to do so. It's 1-1. One-one pitch. Oh, that's away. 2-1. Sinisteros is on deck. Ciancio batting .310, 13 hits and 42 at-bats. Two home runs, 17 driven in. This 2-1 is called the strike on the inside corner with a fastball, 2-2. Nothing-nothing our score with two on and nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Walter Meyer working from the stretch. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball. That's up high. 3-2. Back-to-back. Full counts now to go 45 hitters. Three and two. Runners go. This is popped up in on the infield. It'll be an infield fly. Stover will make the catch over at third, and that's the first out here in the first inning. So with one out and two on, that'll bring up Alex Sinisteros, the left-handed hitter. Sinisteros batting .222, six hits in 27 at-bats. He's scored 10 runs, two big flies, nine RBIs. He was 3-for-6 with 3 RBIs last night in a big night for him. Left-handed hitter takes a ball, 1-0. The first baseman, Star, who replaced Chris Cook, playing behind the runner at first. They're going to spin and throw back to second, and not in time. Pritchard just gets back in time. Had a pretty big lead. Erik Karlsson is on deck here in the home half of the first inning from historic Tiger Field. One ball, no strike. This pitch is hit well out to right field. Back, and that ball is gone. A three-run home run for Alex Sinisteros, and it's 3-0. Sinisteros. On a 1-0 pitch, got a fastball middle in, and he launched it. It was on a line, but hit extremely well, and it just climbed over the wall out in the 370 part in right center field, and it's 3-0 Colt 45s. Got one he liked and did not miss it. His third home run of the year, 12th RBI. Well done there by Alex Sinisteros, and it's now 3-0 here in the first inning. So, Walter Meyer will head back to the windup. Karlsson in from the right side will step in. One out on the bases entry following the home run. First pitch breaking ball is over for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Sinisteros with a line drive shot that felt like it never came down. 1-1. That pitch is inside to Erik Karlsson. In the top of the second inning for the Sierra Wolves, it'll be Starr who just replaced Cook, who got hit in the nose on that ground ball. Karlsson takes outside 2-1. And then Motherall and Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters. In the second, three runs on two hits here in the first inning. 2-1 pitch. This ball is hit well out to left center field. Taylor going back. Just shy of the track, he will make the catch in left center, and that's the second out. Thought Karlsson might have his first home run of the year right there. It looked good off the bat. But hung up just long enough for Taylor to track it down. Mickey Minehoffer now will step in. Two outs and nobody on, the right-handed hitter. Pitched last night, did not hit last night. As this first pitch is lined back up the middle, that's a base hit. Takes a big round at first, and then we'll head back at the third hit of the inning for the Colt 45s. And Meinhoffer continues to stay hot. He went 3 2/3 last night, gave up just one earned run. striking out six. So Max Werner will step in. Two out and one on. Walter Meyer already had 21 pitches here in this first inning. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Meinhofer try to swipe second base here. As they do throw back to check on him. He's back safely. Meinhofer has seen his average rise in the last couple weeks. Meinhofer has four stolen bags in four attempts. He will not go. The first pitch is down low a little bit inside. 1-0. Two out, one on here in a 3-0 game. A three-run home run from Alex Sinisaros earlier in the inning. Walter Meyer from the stretch. The slide step throws. This is on the inside corner at the knees. A good pitch. 1-1. Noah Dobin, who was last night's starting pitcher, is on deck. One and one. Breaking ball. That's again over for a strike, and it's 1-2. Meinhofer, who's got a good lead over there, the problem is Walter Meyer slide-stepping, giving him no opportunity to get a good jump. Seems like he's got the green light. Over at first. A ball and two strikes. Another slide step. This one, too, he's on the move. The throw is, there's going to be no throw. Is Mars, the catcher, mishandled it. He probably would have had Meinhofer again, who really didn't have a big lead or a very good jump just because of the quick delivery to the plate. One ball, two strikes now to Max Werner. Chokes up a bit. This 1-2 is up high. Two balls and two strikes. 25 pitches here in the opening half inning for Walter Meyer for the Wolves defensively. Payoff pitch coming. This is hit foul. Still 3-2. Check that. I think it's 2-2. The scoreboard here, I don't think he's correct. This pitch is called strike three with a breaking ball, and that'll end the inning. They leave Meinhofer at second, but score three times on a three-run big fly from Alec Sinisaros. It's 3-0 as we head to the second here on KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back here to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. 3-0 is our score as Cameron Starr will step in. He replaced Chris Cook at first after that one hopper off the nose on a bad hop off the bat of Lane Pritchard to begin the bottom half of the first inning. First pitch is in the dirt to Starr. Right-handed hitter. Starr takes a 1-0 pitch called for a strike. It's 1-1. in one plate appearance last night. And walked and scored a run. 1-1. Swung on a miss. He was late. Might have just got a piece of it. In with the catcher's glove. Gomes, 1-2. Base is empty here leading off the second inning. 1-2. This is a cold strike, 3 on the outside corner, and that is the first out of the second. Pittman might have reached back for a little something extra. They had some good velocity on it. And that'll bring up the left-handed hitting Brandon Motherall. Right fielder, who was 1-for-4 last night with a walk and a run scored. This first pitch is hit high out towards center field. Lane Pritchard back a few steps. Now he circles around and comes in. He will make the catch, and that is the second out. A one pitch second out for Rance Pittman, and that'll bring up Chase Thatcher. Thatcher, the shortstop tonight, batting from the right side, hit leadoff last night, was 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored and a couple walks. Bases empty, 2 down. Pittman has set down the first 5 batters in order here to begin this game. First pitch is hit off his fist foul. He was late on the fastball, 0-1. In the bottom of the second, it'll be Dobbin, Gomes, and then the top of the order, Pritchard. 8-9-1. No balls, 1 strike. This 0-1 is just high with a fastball, evens the count at 1-1. Outfield and infield straight away here with 2 down. 1-1. That's up high. Easy take there for Thatcher. This next pitch from Pittman will be number 20. He's been extremely economical this far. One of the reasons why he threw 7 shutout innings in his last outing was because he throws a lot of strikes. 2-1. This is inside and maybe a bit high. 3-1. Lorenzo Reyes is on deck. Three balls, 1 strike. Pitch is high and in, 4. So, that's the first base run of the game for the Sierra Wolves as Logan Gomes goes out and gives the ball back to Pittman, and that'll bring in Reyes. Left-handed hitter with 1 on here. Was 0-for-3 last night with a walk, a run scored, and a strikeout. As the first pitch is a called high strike, it's 0-1. Pittman working very quickly, getting the ball and immediately the sign, and then right back on the mound after throwing. It's extremely quick. This 0-1 is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Two down, runner on first. No balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, breaking ball just off the outside. Might have been a changeup there. 1-2. As we have an ambulance here at the park tonight. Looked like somebody fainted or fell down the stairs. Just a few steps, but ambulance is going to take, I believe it's a her away. Maybe not. No, it is a male. 2-2 outside, 3-2. So now the runner at first, Thatcher, will get a head start with 3-2 and 2 down. Big pitch, 3-2. And he went around, strike 3, the second strikeout of the inning. They'll leave 1 on as we head to the bottom of the second. 3-0, Colt 45 is the lead on KCNR 1460.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Welcome back to Colt 45's baseball here at historic Tiger Field on a Saturday night. Game two of this three-game series. 45's looking to win tonight. They'll extend their winning streak to double digits, 10 wins. Noah Dobin will lead off. The left fielder steps in from the left side. Again, was a starting pitcher last night. First pitch from Walter Meyer is a changeup outside for a ball, 1-0. Noah Dobin in just 12 at-bats. He's 4-for-12, 5 runs scored. Does have a triple. 1-0 is hit pretty well out to left on a line out to Kaplanch, who doesn't have to go very far. He'll make the catch, and that's the first out here in the second. That'll bring up Logan Gomes, the ninth place hitter. Gomes batting 250, 5-for-20. He does have a home run and a triple with 8 runs driven in. Did not play last night. It is Duarte, who went 2-for-5 with 2 runs and 3 RBIs, has the night off. First pitch to Gomes is a called strike. Off speed. I look to be up, but it's 0-1. Top of the order is on deck. One out, the base is empty. Walter Meyer from the windup. This is in the dirt, and it gets by the catcher off the thigh of the home plate umpire, 1-1. Walter Meyer above 30 pitches now here in the second. Outfield playing Gomes to pull here. Here's the 1-1. This is hit slowly towards third, but foul, 1-2. Didn't hit that one very cleanly. It was off the handle a little bit. So ball and two strikes. 1-2, and that nearly gets Gomes, but it goes behind him to the backstop, 2-2. -103 degrees for first pitch here tonight. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, that's up high, 3-2. Typically, I say it's not as hot as the temperature shows, but tonight it feels hot. Usually the breeze and the sun going down and being in the shade helps, but it is definitely toasty tonight. 3-2 is in the dirt, ball 4. So, 3 consecutive balls after being down on the count, 1-2. Logan Gomes works a walk, and that'll bring up Lane Pritchard, just the first walk of the game for Walter Meyer. Lane Pritchard steps in. He doubled on that play. That was strange as he one-hopped the first baseman, Chris Cook, who got it. The ball drilled him in the nose after taking a bad hop. He then had to come out of the game. Infield double play depth. This is hit on the ground. Up the middle into center field. A base hit. Gomes will stop at second. And it's first and second, one down. Lorenzo Lebrecht will step in. Followed by Mike Ciancio. Debrecht was hit by a pitch on a 3-2 breaking ball and came around to score on Alex Sinisaros' home run. Debrecht checks his swing, but he checked it in time as it's down low for a ball, 1-0. Infield still a double play depth. 1-0 pitch is on. Check that, outside, 2-1. This next pitch will be number 40 for Walter Meyer. Two balls, no strikes. One out here in the second. The pitch is down low. 3-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. One of the recurring sponsors here on KCNR 1460 for Colt 45's baseball. 3-0, and that's a late called strike. Wow. Very late. 3-1. DeBrec to three steps down first base. Already dropped his bat. He's going to have to come back. Marzu was sitting up on the outside part of the plate. That pitch ran in. He had to reach across his body. A lot of times, the home plate umpire will not reward that with a strike, but in this scenario, he does. 3-1 pitch, up and coming. Walter Meyer set, throws in the breaking ball. It's down low. Both runners are on the move, but it doesn't matter. And that's ball four, and that'll load the bases. So after a couple quick outs here in the inning, now a hit by a pitch, a single, and a walk. Or check that, two walks. I shouldn't say a hit by pitch. And now there's bases loaded, one down for Mike Ciancio, who popped out in the first inning to third. With first and second, nobody out. He looks to bring in an insurance run. It's 3-0 here in the bottom of the first inning. Right-hand hitter. Ciancio 2-for-5 last night. 3.10 average. And this one gets him right in the back, about 2 inches below the neck. So that will bring in a run, and it's 4-0. Unable to control that breaking ball. And now with the bases loaded, Alex Siniceros has an opportunity here to really blow this thing open. He had a first-inning three-run home run over the right center field wall. He steps in. This first pitch is fouled, backing out of play, 0-1. Waltermeyer steps off the mound here. Still a double play ball can get Waltermeyer out of this inning. 22 balls and 22 strikes. He's kind of lost the zone here. He's been inconsistent here in this inning. This is a breaking ball up high. Easy take, 1-1. Erik Karlsson is out on deck, who flew out the left center in his last at-bat. This 1-1 is another breaking ball up high. Hasn't been able to bring that curveball down here in the last couple times he's thrown it. 2-1. Fastball. That's a called strike. 2-2. A lot of high strikes being called tonight, and the ones at the knees have been hit or miss called strikes. Two balls and two strikes. The pitch. Breaking ball. That's called strike three. Another high strike. And that's the second out. That'll bring up Erik Karlsson. Karlsson, the right-handed batter, steps in 0-for-1. He flew out to left center as he hit it pretty well. Just got a little under it. 4-0, four runs on four hits here in this ball game for the Colt 45s. The Wolves will have their 8-9-1 hitters coming up in the top of the third. First pitch to Karlsson. Not sure where that missed. That looked to be right at the knees. But it's 1-0. This is hit on the ground to third. To his left is Stover. He's got it. He'll step on the bag, and that will end the inning. One run comes across on a hit by pitch. The 45s leave him loaded. It's 4-0 as we head to the third on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and than attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear, but directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the third inning here from historic Tiger Field. Josiah Taylor, the right-handed batter, steps in against Rance Pittman. The first pitch is right there, just below the belt for a called strike, 0-1. Pittman is on a first strike to 5 of 7 batters here. This is hit on the ground to short. To his left is DeBrecht, but it's going to go into center field, a base hit. First hit of the night for the Sierra Wolves, as that ball was hit sharply back up the middle. That'll bring up Dylan Mars. Mars last night was 1 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored. Taylor, who had a hat trick last night, he struck out 3 times, was 0 for 4. Starting off tonight a little more favorably. Runner on first. First pitch is look out, up and in. Mars has to get out of the way, and it's 1-0. DeBrecht and Meinhoffer pinched a little bit up the middle. It was Taylor who got his lead, but Pittman hadn't stepped on the rubber yet. 1-0. This is hit foul back off the screen. Austin Loeb, the leadoff hitter, is on deck. 4-0 our score. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. 1-1. Throw back over to first. Softly. Taylor back easily. Just checking on him there. Swing and a miss. Runners on the move on a delayed steal, but Gomes can't hang on. And it's 1-2. Taylor took 2 crow hops and then went. So a stolen bag, and that eliminates the double play possibility. 1-2. Taylor with good speed. A threat on the base pass. As the 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed. Now they're going to have to throw over to first. They will. Good breaking ball. Dylan Mars strikes out. That's the third strikeout, I believe, of the game for Pittman, maybe the fourth. Austin Loeb will step in. It is the fourth strikeout. Loeb, the left-handed hitter, steps in. He struck out to begin the ball game. His first pitch is hit on the ground to second. Meinhoffer to his right. He's got it. He throws over to first. It's not in time. Meinhoffer didn't really charge it, kind of waited for it to come to him, and Loeb, who was hustling down the line, beats it out. Advancing to third is Taylor. That's going to be an infield hit. And now it's first and third, one out for Drew Stover. Meinhoffer, who was playing a little bit more over traditionally where second baseman play, straight away that ball was hit more up the middle. He had to go to his right, and instead of taking a good angle on it, he kind of waited for it to come to him. So Loeb with the infield hit, and the first pitch to Stover is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Pitch number 35 from Rance Pittman here so far tonight. Wolves with a chance to get a run here, maybe more. This 0-1 is also called strike, and it's 0-2. A single, a stolen bag, and then another infield single. A strikeout in between. The 0-2 pitch. This is in the dirt. And that's going to get away from the catcher Gomes, and everybody's going to advance, and that's going to be the first run of the game for the Sierra Wolves. Breaking ball, and it was tough for Gomes to corral. It's 1-2, and now it's 4-1, excuse me. The scoreboard flashed 5 and threw me off just a bit. So it's 4-1. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike 3, and that's the second out. Fifth strikeout for Rance Pittman. And that will bring up the right-handed hitting Tommy Kuplanch, who grounded out the third in the first inning. An RBI opportunity. Loeb at second. First pitch is right there for a called strike. Good arms in the outfield for the Colt 45s. The best arms out in left and center with Dobbin and Pritchard. Austin Loeb with a good lead at second. 0-1. This is hit off the fist foul. He was late, and it's 0-2. That was pitch number 40 from Rance Pittman. Cameron Starr is on deck. Would be next if Kuplanch can reach here. No balls, two strikes, two down. Runner on second. 4-1 here in the top of the third inning. 0-2. Just got a piece as he fouls this one back and out of play into the parking lot. To remain 0-2. Pittman set, throws on 0-2. He got him to go around. It's in the dirt. Gomes will throw over to first. It is in time. So Pittman strikes out the side. However, a couple of singles in between, a stolen base and a wild pitch. And the Sierra Wolves have recorded their first run of the game. It's 4-1 as we head to the bottom of the third inning here on KCNR 1460.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Loverboy has been delighting audiences on the weekends around the world since 1979. Join us Friday, August 10th as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Loverboy live in the event center with their trademark red leather pants, bandanas, big rock sounds, and high energy live show that includes their string of hits. Turn Me Loose, The Kid Is Hot Tonight, This Could Be the Night, loving every minute of it, and their mega hit, Working for the Weekend. Loverboy's catalog includes some of arena rock's most enduring anthems. This is sure to be a sold out concert, so purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $25, $30, and $35. Don't miss your chance to see Loverboy in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, August 10th. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or download the Wind River app. Must be 21 to attend. Concerts are better at the River.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
50 pitches through the first two innings for Braden Waltermeyer as he'll face the 6-7-8 hitters for the Colt 45s after leaving them loaded in the bottom of the second inning. It's 4-1 our scores, and we'll get back to historic Tiger Field. Connor Sutton here with you for game two of this three-game series. Last night was a 15-6 Colt 45s victory. Finale of this three-game series will be tomorrow night. Minoffer on the first pitch lifts this one out to left center field. Kuplanch over to his left. He will make the catch, and that is the first out. So a one pitch out to begin the third. That'll bring up Max Werner. So Minoffer, who is swung on the first pitch in back-to-back at-bats after singling in his first at-bat, flies out this time. That'll bring up Max Werner, who is 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Werner had the night off last night, did not play. First pitch, breaking ball on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. 0-1 off the inside, 1-1. Warner out of Seattle University, 6 foot, 215. 1-1 pitch outside, 2-1. Struggled in his last three games, just 1-for-7 with 4 strikeouts. His 2-1 is down low, 3-1. But his one hit was a home run on Wednesday. 3-1, and that's a called strike. Wow. That has to be ball 4. Hitting 294. 3 balls and 2 strikes with the bases empty. 1 down here in the home half of the third inning. Noah Dobin is on deck. The 3-2 pitch. This is in the dirt, ball 4. So Warner will reach via the base on balls. That'll bring up the left-handed hitting Noah Dobin. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Logan Gomes is on deck. Infield now will shift into double play, Deb. Dobbin flew out to left in the second. He's 0-for-1. 4-for-13 on the year. Does not have an RBI, left-handed hitter. They throw back to first. Werner is back safely. Second baseman Reyes playing over more in towards the hole. With the left-handed hitter up, with Thatcher up towards the middle. Now Werner goes early. He's going to be in a pickle now. They throw to Thatcher. Now fakes the throw. Now does give it to Starr. Starr now chasing Werner. They're going to give it now to Reyes, who will finally tag him out. And now Barrick Fasking is coming out quickly, and he's saying that the pitcher, Walter Meyer, did not step off. Time was never called here. Fasken cannot believe this. But I'm still not sure why Werner went so early. Fasken might get tossed here. He is in the face of the field umpire. So now he's going to go over and check with the home plate umpire. Oh, it doesn't look like they're going to appeal at all. And now Fasken is still chasing him down. I don't know if you can appeal this. So as it stands now, there's going to be 2 down and nobody on for Noah Dobin. Werner was 2 steps towards second when Walter Meyer realized what happened. And now Fasking's just been tossed. And now he's heading back out there. And now he is very unhappy. Fasking still going. So now he will finally leave, and he's not happy with that at all. So the pickle on the putout is going to be 1-6-3-4. 2 down, bases empty now for Noah Donovan after all that. So Noah Dobin now with the bases empty after that mess is over. First pitch is swung over and missed. 0-1. He went after that pitch below the knees. 0-1. Walter Meyer in the windup throws. This is in the dirt. 1-1. In the fourth inning, it'll be Starr, Motherall, and then Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters against Rance Pittman. 4-1 our score, 1 run on 2 hits, no errors, 2 runners left on base for the Sierra Wolves. Breaking ball is inside, 2-1 for the Colt 45s. Four runs, four hits, no errors, and four runners left on base. Three runs in the first inning on a three-run home run from Alex Sinisteros on a big fly to right center. 2-1. Off the plate away, 3-1. That looked to be pretty close. Three-one pitch. This is tapped foul. Now run things full, 3-2. The other run that was in the bottom of the second inning on a bases-loaded hit-by-pitch on a breaking ball that got Ciancio in the back, in the upper back, brought in the fourth run of the game. 3-2 pitch. And this is hit towards first, but foul. Three and two, we'll do it again. The seventh pitch coming up. That is on the outside corner, strike three, and that will end the inning. Well, a strange series of events which gets the Colt 45's manager, Barrett Fasking, tossed. We'll head to the fourth, 4-1 our score here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
The game is brought to you by Muse Concrete as we get here to the middle innings here in the fourth inning. 4-1 our score. Sierra Wolves got the right-handed batter Cameron Starr to lead off, then Brandon Motherall and Chase Thatcher here. Starr struck out looking to begin the second inning. Batting from the right side. First pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Fasking was tossed because on that pickle where Werner left before any play was thrown, as this pitch is fouled back, 1-1. Pitcher did not step off to make a move to second. So that was what the argument was about. 1-1, this is swung on a missed as he blew that by him. 1-2, he's popping the mitt here this evening. 45th pitch of the game. A ball and two strikes. This is hit softly into right field. Werner coming in, it's going to fall in front of him, and that's a base hit. So Starr gets down 1-2, does a nice job of just flicking that one into right field. The leadoff single here in the fourth. First time the Wolves have had the leadoff batter on in an inning. That'll bring Motherall up. Flew out to center in the second. Left-handed hitter is... he steps out. 32 strikes, 14 balls for Pittman, who's been over the plate often. First pitch is swung on a miss, and it's 0-1. Pippen's got a lot of swing and misses tonight. 0-1. This is outside. Evens things at 1-1. Already 6 strikeouts in this game for the Colt 45 starter. A ball and a strike. This pitch is high. 2-1. Infield double play depth. Ciancio is going to go over and have a talk with him here. Maybe put a pick play on or just calm him down. Two and one. This will be the 50th pitch of the inning, or excuse me, of the outing, not the inning. This 2-1 is over for a strike on the outside corner, 2-2. Pippen would love to get a double play ball right here. Two and two. Start with average speed at first. Here's the 2-2 pitch. He's on the move. No one realized. Gomes didn't even realize he was on the move, and now he's safe in a second. He caught the ball. And hesitated, did not even realize the runner was on the move. It was high ball 3. And now another stolen base. So Stars at second. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 7th strikeout of the night for Rance Pittman. And that'll bring up Chase Thatcher. Thatcher, right-handed hitter, walked in the second inning. Takes a called strike at the knees. That's the first time that low strike has been called tonight. Thatcher was 1-for-3 with a couple runs scored and a couple of walks in the out of the leadoff spot a night ago. 0-1. And that is also a called strike. Wow, I look to be off the plate. 0-2. It seems like a pretty inconsistent strike zone this evening. 0-2. Runner on second. One down here in the fourth inning. And now Pittman's going to spin around and just take a look at Starr. Does not throw. These two teams will be back at it for the finale of this series at 6:15 tomorrow night. 0-2. This is hit foul off the net. 0-2. It remains. He was late. Pittman set with a peek back to second. Throws. As he's late, this is hit foul. That's headed for a car. Just misses. We'll do it again. 0-2. Fifth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Thatcher staying alive. Lorenzo Reyes is on deck. A left-handed hitter. 0-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Second strikeout of the inning. And his 8th of the game. That's also the 5th consecutive batter he set down on strikes. His last 5 outs, I should say. His last 5 outs have all been strikeouts. Reyes will step in with 2 down. Pittman trying to keep Starr as close as he can at second. Reyes struck out looking at in his first at-bat. Takes down low and away, 1-0. 8 strikeouts through 3 2/3 innings. Well done so far for the 45 right-hander. 4-1 our score. The 1-0 is slapped in the air into shallow left field. That's going to fall a base hit. Dobbin coming in. It's going to be an easy play as Starr is going to hold at third. It was hit pretty shallow and right at Dobbin. No chance for Starr to even try to make a play to the plate. So it's 1st and 3rd, 2 down for Taylor. Josiah Taylor singled up the middle and scored a run in the 3rd. 4-1 our score. Pittman out away from getting out of this as he throws down low with a fastball. 1-0, 60 pitches now through 3 2/3. One zero is up high. 2-0. I'm curious to see who the Colt 45s have available out of their bullpen. I think Carson Ellis will probably throw next. Maybe J.J. Reeves. 2-0. Runner from first is on the move. The throw down to second is going to be not in time. Stolen base. And it's also 3-0. Second and third now and two down. And I would kind of doubt that Pittman's going to throw anything good here to Taylor. It is high and away, ball four. So that'll load the bases. That'll bring up the catcher, Dylan Mars. Mars struck out swinging in the third. Gomes is going to come out and talk to Pittman here with the bases loaded. Tying run is at the plate here in the fourth. The Wolves have already left two runners on base in this game at risk of adding to that total. Four to one. First pitch to Mars is a called strike. 0-1. Mars was 1-for-3 last night in game one of this series. This is hit into shallow right field. Check that. It's at right to first to Ciancio. It was hit off the handle, and that's going to end the inning. So a pop out nicely done there from Rance Pittman to get out of the bases loaded jam. We'll head to the bottom of the fourth here on KCNR 1460.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at boomertechradio.com, and the show is streamed live at kcnr1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR 1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open 7 days a week.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Hogan Gomes will lead off here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He'll face off against Walter Meyer. As the 45s lead the bases loaded in that fourth inning. 4-1 our score. One run, four hits, and now five runners left on base for the Sierra Wolves. Gomes walked in his first plate appearance in the second inning, came around to score a run. .250 in his 12th game of the year, 5-for-20. A home run, 8 RBIs, batting from the right side. Walter Meyer on the first pitch throws. This is ripped towards third and foul. 0-1. O-1 is popped into the air. Towards third, Stover will go back into the outfield grass. He will make the catch. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order. And Lane Pritchard, who is 2-for-2 today with a double and a run scored. Pritchard from the left side, looking for his third consecutive hit of this game.
Doors to the fielder. Number 23, Lane Pritchard.
First pitch to Pritchard. Just missed. I don't know where. It looked good from here. 1-0. Pritchard, 306, 33 hits, 108 at-bats. Five doubles, five triples as he takes a called strike in nearly the same spot. 1-1, eight home runs, 23 RBIs, third in home runs, leads the team in triples. 1-1, breaking ball. That's wide. 2-1. Lorenzo DeBrecht is on deck. They're playing Pritchard to pull here in the fourth inning. 2-1. That's also outside. 3-1. 70 pitches now for Walter Meyer. 35 balls and 35 strikes. It's been a flip of a coin this far. 3-1. This is hit on the ground to second. Reyes to his left. He's got it. Goes down to a knee to get it. Fires to first in time. Two down. So Walter Meyer, and out away from his first 1-2-3 inning of the night. Technically got one last inning, but a runner did get aboard and then a pickoff. Lorenzo DeBrecht will step in. Two outs, bases empty. 4-1 here in the home half of the fourth inning. First pitch is a breaking ball down low. 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. DeBrecht tied for the lead in home runs with 9. He's also got 48 RBIs. As he hits this one slowly back towards the mound, it gets over to Thatcher. Thatcher, the shortstop charging, throw to first. He's going to have no throw. That's going to be an infield hit. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Ciancio's 0-for-1. He's popped out and was hit by a pitch that brought in a run. Two down, one on. Wouldn't be surprised if we saw Lorenzo DeBrecht try to steal second here. He's got 6 steals and 8 attempts. Getting scoring position here as they throw back to first. DeBrecht back standing. They throw back again. He's still back easily. First pitch, Ciancio. DeBrecht's on the move. This is hit into shallow right center field. Coming in is Taylor. It's going to be the right fielder Motherall to make the catch, and that will end the inning. One hit, one left. We head to the fifth. 4-1 our score on KCNR 1460.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toyo stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dream forward.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Designated hitter Austin Loeb steps in. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight. He struck out and singled against Rance Pibben, who throws down low and in 1-0. And 66 pitches so far for Pibben. Bullpen still empty here as we begin the fifth. This is wrapped on the ground at first. Ciancio mishandles it with the backhand, but he will grab it and step on the bag. And that's the first out here in the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Drew Stover. Stover's 0-for-2. He's flown out to center and struck out in the third. Right-handed hitter with one out. The base is empty. First pitch is hit foul, backing out of play. Look out. The police car was racing in, almost got hit. 0-1. That would have been something else. The police car coming by at about 20 miles an hour gets hit on the fly with a foul ball. As this pitch is hit into center field on a line, it's right at Pritchard, who comes in maybe 5 feet to make the catch. Two down. So a quick start to the fifth inning. Tonight's game is, don't forget, it's brought to you by Muse Concrete, who is a proud sponsor here of KCNR 1460 and Colt 45's baseball. Their banner out in right center field. First pitch is down low. A check swing. Did he go? He did not. It was in the dirt. 1-0. Kaplanch is 0-for-2. As I mentioned earlier, got to be one of the better names we've had this year. He's grounded out and struck out. 1-0. This is hit towards first on a line foul. Evens the count at 1-1. Base is empty. Two down here in the top of the fifth inning. It's 4-1 our score here from Historic Tiger Field. 1-1. Wow, it's just low. 2-1. Again, that low strike has not been called very often tonight. Pippen, a quick set, throws, breaking ball, that's a called strike, good pitch, 2-2. That's a tough 2-1 pitch to go after if you're Kaplanch, who wants to try and take advantage while he's ahead. That's a pitch you don't want any part of. 2-2, same pitch, it's a little bit further outside, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes here from Rance Pittman. And that is on the outside corner, strike three, and that'll end the inning. A 1-2-3 fifth for Rance Pittman. Just allowed one run in five innings so far, has that quality start going. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Quick fifth inning, or top of the fifth inning, I should say. That'll bring up Alec Siniceros. He'll begin the home half of the fifth. Siniceros, Carlson, and then Minoff are the 4-5-6 hitters. The bullpen is going to get active here in the fifth. For the Wolves, who have their starter, Walter Meyer, already above 75 pitches. First pitch is the breaking ball for a ball down low, 1-0. Pitch to Siniceros is off the outside part of the plate for a ball, 2-0. One for two, had that big home run in the first inning that brought in three runs. He's also struck out. 1-2 is up high, and it's 3-0. Now the home plate umpire is coming out to look at something down the line. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. And tonight in the pavilion, we have Arcscene Engineering, which is celebrating its 41st year in Reading. Arcscene Engineering offers engineering and consulting services from design through startup, including in-house mechanical and electrical engineering, photovoltaic and lighting design, and control system engineering. Arcscene is available to manage your projects from design concept through completion. 3-0 is outside ball four. So leadoff walk here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Eric Carlson, who is 0-for-2 tonight. Carlson lined out hard to left center in the first inning. He's also reached on a fielder's choice. He's 0-for-2. Infield in double play depth. The shift is going to be on here to shift Carlson to pull. Pretty much every batter they're playing on the pull here. Walter Meyer not having overpowering velocity. First pitch is in the dirt. 1-0. Trying to see who that is warming up down there. Walter Meyer spins and throws back to first. Siniceros is back safely on the dive. Want to know? This pitch is high, 2-0. It's a pitch that's been called a strike. Sometimes tonight, it's been hit or miss, 2-0. 2-0 off the inside, so seven consecutive balls here to begin the bottom of the fifth inning. A game two that has been relatively briskly played here to this point. Altmaier stepping off. Looks like it's a left-hander getting warmed up down in the Wolves' bullpen. 3-0 is high ball four. So back-to-back four-pitch walks. And it's first and second, nobody out with Mickey Meinhofer stepping in here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 4-1, the Colt 45s with the lead. Meinhofer, 5'10", 175, a senior at a Regis University. Originally from El Dorado Hills. Him and Zimmerman both out of Regis University. Right-handed hitter, Meinhofer has been hot at the plate recently. As he fouls this one back, and that's going to just miss a car. 0-1. Spins back to second. Siniceros is back in plenty of time. First and second, nobody out here in the home half of the fifth inning. 45's looking to add on here. There are a couple of four-pitch walks to begin here in the fifth. Breaking ball, this is in the dirt. 1-1. Meinhofer in all three at-bats has swung at the first pitch. Singled in his first at-bat and flew out to left in his second at-bat after swinging at the first pitch. 1-1. This is hit down the right field line, foul. That'll get back and out of play. Kind of checking on the bullpen down there, 1-2. 85 pitches now for Walter Meyer. One ball, two strikes. This pitch is in the dirt. It's going to get by the catcher, Mars. Both runners are going to advance on the wild pitch, and it's 2-2. So now the double play possibility is erased. Two balls, two strikes. This is swung on and missed. He'll throw over to first. It's in time. I didn't know if he caught it in the air. Meinhofer was saying it was foul tipped. However, he ran almost immediately. So it's a strikeout. And that is the first out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. That'll bring up Max Werner. Werner is 0 for 1. He struck out looking. He also walked, but was picked off on a play where they don't believe that he was, that the pitcher stepped off completely and that Barrick Faskin got tossed on. One out, runners on second and third as the first pitch is a high strike to Max Werner, who is not happy with the call, visibly unhappy with it. Own one. This is hit off the fist towards first. It just curves foul, 0-2. Actually, I think that was off the end of the bat. That was strange. That ball just got over the head of Starr, who was in on the grass at first. 0-2. Walter Meyer, this next pitch will be number 90. Noah Dobbin is on deck. A big pitch here because 45s would like to extend their lead. All they need is a ground ball towards the middle or a fly ball to medium deep into the outfield. 0-2, swing and a miss. A couple of big strikeouts for Walter Meyer, and now there's two down. And so far in this inning, the 45s have left a couple of big runs out on base. Noah Dobbin will try to pick him up. Left-handed batter, he's 0 for 2 so far tonight. He's flown out and struck out. Left-handed hitter out infield will now move all the way back. Cindy Saros at third, Carlson at second. 4-1 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning. This pitch is off the outside, 1-0. This ball is ripped out the deep right field. Motherall going back. It's going to one hop the wall. One run's going to score. Two runs going to score. The throw in the second is going to be not in time. And it's 6-1. Kind of a strange play. It was hit on a line and hit well. However, there was a play at second. And I thought there was a chance that Dobbin was going to get tagged out at second, and both the runners, Carlson and Cindy Saros, were jogging around third. If the tag would have been applied, he would have been out. Neither run would have scored. However, he was called safe. It is 6-1 as Logan Gomes will step in. Two runs home here in the inning off that double. This is ripped towards left, but foul. Gomes 0 for 1 with a walk and a run scored. He also popped out the third in the fourth inning. Six runs and six hits for the Colt 45s. Gomes, an incoming freshman at Simpson University here in Redding, California. Oh, one down low. That evens the count at 1-1. Two down, one on at second. 1-1 pitch is up and in. 2-1. I'd have to imagine this is probably Walter Meyer's last inning. He's creeping up towards the century mark in pitches. Two-one pitch. Inside 3-1. Lane Pritchard is on deck. I would imagine Walter Meyer would try and end this inning here without bringing Pritchard up, who's 2-for-3 already today. Six to one our score. Two runs home here in the fifth off a double from Noah Dobbin. This is hit towards third. Foul. 3-2. Payoff pitch coming to Logan Gomes. Breaking ball popped up way up there. The Thatcher goes into the outfield grass. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the sixth. A two-run double from Noah Dobbin brings in two more. It's 6-1 on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
6-1 is our score as we head to the sixth inning. Colt 45 is with the lead, looking to extend their winning streak to 10 games here with the victory tonight in game two of this three-game series. Cameron Starr will lead off, followed by Brandon Motherall and Chase Thatcher, the 4-5-6 hitters here to begin the sixth inning against Rance Pittman as the bullpen is empty for both clubs. So I would imagine now that would be the end of Walter Meyer's night. He was just shy of 100 pitches, but he's got to think it's got to be the end of his night. First pitch to Starr is fouled right back off the screen. Starr has struck out and singled to right, also has a stolen bag. No balls, one strike. This pitch is on the outside. Called a strike, and it's 0-2. Breaking ball, called strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Starr goes down to begin the sixth inning. That'll bring up Brandon Motherall. That was the 10th strikeout for Rance Pittman. First pitch is check swing, called a strike, 0-1. 10 strikeouts through 5 1/3. That is very impressive. One out, nobody on. 0-1 on the outside corner, called a strike, and it's 0-2. Five pitches, five strikes into this inning. Motherall flew out to center, and he struck out. 0-2, hit on the ground to second. Meinhofer's got it on the roll. He'll throw to first in time, two down. Chase Thatcher now will step in with two outs and the base is empty. He's 0-1 with a walk. He's also struck out. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Pittman has set down six straight. 0-1 is a called strike, and it's 0-2. Pittman is just dealing here in the fifth inning. Two down, base is empty. 6-1. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball off the plate, 1-2 to Thatcher. Pretty good pitch. 1-2, this is hit down the right field line, back and out of play. And we'll do it again. One-two pitch, breaking ball, hit towards third, towards the third base coach, foul. Sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. One and two, that's down and in, 2-2. 87 pitches for Rance Pittman, who's been throwing well tonight, just the one run given up. 2-2, this is wrapped into center field. Pritchard over to his left. He will make the catch on the move. That will end the inning. 1-2-3 inning for Rance Pittman. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth. It's 6-1 our score on KCNR 1460.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
How do you imagine your dream home? Open spaces as far as the eye can see? Waking up to a view of the beautiful surrounding mountains? And a quiet neighborhood that's not too far from town? Northwest Homes is here to help your dream become a reality. We have new homes available today, ready to move into on the rolling hills in West Anderson. These Skyview estates are minutes from everything but feel miles away. Or if you're looking for something unique, custom, and quality built to customer desire and request, Northwest Homes is available to suit your personal taste on your lot or one of theirs. Check out your dream home at northwest-homes.com if you're looking for undisputable quality in a home you can be proud of. Northwest Homes is your first choice.
Give Northwest Homes a call, 247-0441.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
The new pitcher is Justin Culling for the Sierra Wolves. The left-hander, number 25. He will face the top of the order in Lane Pritchard, Lorenzo Nebrecht, and Mike Ciancio here in the bottom of the sixth. 6-1 our score from historic Tiger Field. Tonight's game is brought to you by Muse Concrete. Richard, the left-handed hitter, takes the first pitch below the knees for a ball, 1-0. And there hasn't been a whole lot of called low strikes tonight. They've been primarily down low. 1-0 is hit into center field. And that's going to be a base hit. Third hit of the night for Lane Pritchard. He is now 3-for-4. And a leadoff single here in the sixth. So Colligan, who enters the game and gives up a quick single. Colligan from the windup. This is hit off the fist into right center field. That's going to be a base hit. Pritchard around second. He's going to head to third. He's going to get there easily without a throw, but the throw is going to come in anyway, and now Pritchard's going to advance to second. So another all in right. I don't know why he tried to make a throw all the way to third. All he had to do was take a peek and realize there was no chance. But Pritchard is going to advance to second on the throw, and now it's second and third, nobody out for Mike Ciancio. Mike Ciancio steps in. He's 0-for-2. But has an RBI. He's flown out and popped out. A fly out here would bring in a run. Eight hits now for the Colt 45s. First pitch is a called strike, 0-1. Alex Sinisteros is on deck. Colton's first two pitches were hit for singles. Not a good way to start the outing out of the pen. 0-1 is down low, 1-1. Niceros hit that big three-run bomb in the first. 1-1. This is popped up foul. This is going to get into the near the dugout of the Sierra Wolves. 1-2 out of play. No chance for anybody to get over there. So a ball two strike. A strikeout here would be beneficial for Colligan. A ball and two strikes. The offering. This is hit straight down foul. In the bottom of the fifth inning, it was second and third, nobody out. 45 struck out twice, didn't advance the runners, and then it appeared they weren't going to be able to bring anybody home. And then Noah Dobbin was the savior with a two-run double to extend the lead to 6-1. 1-2 pitch, we're going to do it again. Colligan throws. This is down low. It's going to skip over the top of the catcher. Mars, the run's going to come in on a wild pitch. 7-1. So 2-2. Second time that 45s have scored a run on a wild pitch tonight. 2-2 pitch. Yeah, that's outside, ball three. Three-two. Breaking ball. This is hit in the left field. A base hit. Three consecutive singles here to begin the sixth, and two runs have come in. It is 8-1, second RBI of the game for Maciancio. And that'll bring up Alex Sinisteros.
Your leader, number 34, Alex Sinisteros.
First pitch is Sinisteros. It gets him in the shoulder, and that's a hit by pitch. So not a good start to Colligan's night. He's given up three straight singles, and now hits Sinisteros in the shoulder. These two teams back at it tomorrow night in Game 3 of this series. And then the 45s are going on a five-game road trip. Won't be back till the end of July. Right-handed batter, still nobody out. Fifth batter of the inning to come to the plate. 45's